Wilson. She's a GPATS graduate. She's here this week. Bothered, and you'll see the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rantu, they all discuss this. So let's start with Tosfos. Can anybody just tell me? Now we're going to go over the Gemara on Dov Zayin. That was not such an easy Gemara to get through, so we're going to go over it. But I just want to see what you understood for the Tosfos. So what did Tosfos answer? Somebody, yes.
That the Gemara didn't talk about it because it wasn't a clear-cut rule, because there is a time where she would be Mekudeshet, if that's the case, and a time where she would not be Mekudeshet.
Okay, so what Tosfos answered was that the reason why the Gemara didn't discuss it because there could be a time that in Nas Nahiv Omar Hu that she would actually be Mekudeshet. Vadai Mekudeshes. And Tosu says, well, when would that be? If the man, if the groom was an Adam Chashuv. I'm just going over the words. But do you understand why, therefore, Tosu, you understand the logic? That's why the Gemara didn't discuss it. You understand? Okay, so let's say there could be a time when she's Mekudeshes. So why is that a reason not to discuss it? Do you understand why one follows from the other?
So, I mean, like, we brought up another case here of Sveika. So, why can't you bring this
what
up?
What other case?
I mean, the case of not Amrahi.
Yeah.
The Gemara eventually, I mean, there was two answers. One is that it's not Kedusha, and the other one is Sveika. So, this is also like a half Sveika. I mean, not Sveika, but it's.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's imagine there is no other Chashur Halacha. Let's imagine the Gemara Dan Zayin doesn't exist. Then you would have expected the Gemara to say what about Nas Nahi? Well, either it's not a Kedushin or
it's
also a suffering. Then why not? You'd think that the Gemara might have said the same thing for Nas Nahi Ba'amarhu as it said for Nas Nahi Ba'amarhi. Either that it's Vadai, not a Kedushin, or it's a suffering. So why did the Gemara do it? Because what Tosfos' answer is because sometimes it would actually be Mekudeshes. This is not a simple, right? Since we do have the Gemara on Dov Zayin, we do have this halacha about an Adam Chashuv. And the case, now we're going to go over that Gemara. And Tosfos says that since there could be a time that it would actually be Mekudeshes, so that's why the Gemara didn't want to discuss this. What are they going to say about it? They would have to then, what, say that if he's not an Adam Chashuv, then it would either be not Mekudeshes or Safek, and then if it is an Adam Chashuv, you know, you'd have to. So the Gemara just felt it's too complicated. You don't have a clear cut. See, in Nasan Hu Va'amrahim, whatever the halacha is, that would be it no matter what. In Nasan Hu Va'amrahim. You're not going to have sometimes it will work, sometimes it won't. Whatever the halacha, whether if the halacha is Ein Mekudeshes, then it will always be Ein Mekudeshes. If the luck is suffering, then it'll always be suffering. Yeah, you don't have any variation there. But in Nas Nahi Ba'amar, you do have variation, because if he were not Mekudeshes, we would Kedeshes. So the Gemara felt this is a little more complicated. So Gemara left it alone. But what comes through from Tosfos is that if Nas Nahi Ba'amar Hu, and the man is an Adam Chashuv, according to Tosfos, what's the din?
Vadai Kedushin.
She is Vadai Mekudeshes. Isn't that true? So, of course, Tosfos says this is based on the Gemara and Dav Zayin that presented this case about this Adam Chashuv. Getting through that Gemara was difficult because it brought in something that seemed to be far afield about the Chazit Eina Machraya, Yesha Machraya, to know what's going on with that. And so let's see if we, just what I said so far?
I'll wait till we actually get to the
Gemara.
Okay, yeah?
The Gemara doesn't, in other places, shy away from saying something even though it's complicated.
Well, sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. No hard rule.
Okay.
If you can't catch up, this is not, okay, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's plausible. As long as it's plausible,
what?
It can work. You can't refute it. As corners of schools. Okay, so let's go over this Gemara on Daf Zayin. So, I know some of you had difficulty. Does everybody know now where the Gemara begins? Where do you have to start?
I feel like I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Because I thought you really only had to read, like, literally one line of the Gemara.
Which line is that?
The Hakabaz and Hashabaz Kinan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you do that and tell me what the Gemara is saying. Tell me the case.
That there's a Chashav man.
Yeah.
And
what?
He doesn't usually accept gifts from people.
Okay.
And then, therefore, the Hana'a.
What happened?
That he's being
I don't. Who gave what? What's the case? Tell me what happened.
He's being the Kaddish woman.
Yeah.
And.
So you start from there, and you're supposed to pick up that he's being a Kaddish.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
I know. But what's the case? Who said what to whom? Who walked over to whom?
She.
How would you know the case?
You mean the Rashi explained. I don't know.
Rashi explained the case from where you started to read from? Go ahead, where?
Maybe not.
I think what she's saying is that.
You have to find where.
Necessarily know
just
the
one
case,
second.
She knows how it
what? A Gemara, you don't just drop into a Gemara like you're parachuting, you know. You gotta find where the beginning is. If the Gemara is discussing something, then you'll find a full discussion of it. You don't just drop in the middle of something and then figure it out that way and get lucky. Because if you're lucky, maybe you can figure it out, but that's not the way to learn. You can't learn based on luck. Sometimes you won't be so lucky. You have to learn based on a skill. So where do you start from? No? Exactly. Boy Rava. You see where that is?
Yeah.
Boy, what does Boy Rava ask the following question? Right? Helech mona v'akadash ani l'cha mahu. Who's talking? She is. She says to this man, Helach Mana, what does Helach mean? Here is, like you're presenting someone with something. Here is to you a mana, where mana is 100 dinarim. V'kadesh nilacha, and I'll marry you. So a woman goes over to a man, gives him 100 dinarim, a lot of money, and she says to him, I'll be Mekudesh to you, I'll marry you. Now, if you take a look at Rashi on the spot, Rashi says something there which is important. So what Rashi says, V'kadesh ani l'cha, you see it? V'hu kiblo, what does that mean?
He
did accept the money. V'omar lo, hiskat shelu b'kach, and then after he accepted the money, so she comes over to him, she says to him, here's this money, I'm going to marry you. Then Rashi tells you what he then did. It's not in the Gemara, but Rashi's assuming that this is what had to have happened.
Right, otherwise it's the safe of the Brita, and it's not a discussion.
Yeah. So what happened then, Rashi tells us in, that he accepted the money, and then he said back to her, Iskachi Ulibakach, be mekudeshes to me with this. That's the case. Mahu, what is the deal? So let's see if we can just simplify and clarify. So it's a case where she gives him money, she does the nesina, and what did he do?
He receives it.
I know.
And
he says, and he did the amira. He did do an amira because he said back to her, Iskachili, we're learning with Rashi, we're following Rashi, Iskachili b'kach. And Rava wanted to know what the din is in this case. So to me, this sounds like a case of Nosna hi v'omar hu, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She's giving him, and now she also said to him, I'll marry you, but okay, so we can just ignore that and we don't care about it. But he then came back and said to her, be mekudeshes to me with this. So you do have an amira from him. But you don't have, at least at this point, it doesn't seem to be any nesina from him. She gave him the money, that's it. He doesn't seem to be giving her anything. that he does say to her, Dina Kodesh. So, as when I'm reading this, it sounds like it's Masnah Yivam. You see, now you go slowly, just step by step. You just think it through. You work with Rashi. Don't try, right? See how he did nothing? What did I do? Nothing. It's very simple. Just simple. Keep things just, right? Okay. So what did he answer him? Omar Marzutra Mishmei Daraf Papa. So what did Marzutra answer? The Kodeshes. Marzutra thinks she would be the Kodeshes. Period. Amazing. So you have a case of Nasnahi. She gives him the money. He did say to her, be Mekudeshes to me with this. And lo and behold, Marzutra answered that she would be Mekudeshes. So I'm reading this. Wow. No. He didn't give her anything. So what, you don't need a Messina from him? It sounds incredible. Just so, you see, as you're learning, you think. You're thinking, based on what you know already. You're just making an observation. You don't know yet what to do with it. Yeah, what?
An interesting observation we also made was that he's quoting that Papa, who was analyzing our Tosefta on the other page. So he was very specific.
Okay, that's a good idea. You're right. Okay. So he's, Marzutra said, Mekudeshes. So I'm going to read Rav Asher and Marzutra. I'm going to read, I just want to show you how to, you know, maybe if I do it, you'll see. Maybe you'll find that helpful. Unless someone would like to read instead. You want me to read?
No.
You don't want me to read?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You do want me to?
Yes.
Oh, I'm only Rav Ashi and Mar Zotra. So Rav Ashi said to Mar Zotra, Kumkeinu, Adlai Nechasim Sheyesh Lahem Achrayas Niknin in Nechasim Sheyem Lahem Achrayas Va'anan Ifcha Tanan Nechasim Sheyem Lahem Achrayas Niknin in Nechasim Sheyesh Lahem Achrayas Bekesef Bishtar Abu Bechazaka. Now what this means is, now this sounds like, what is going on now? Rav Ashi thought, can anybody explain this? I know I explained it to some of you during Chavrusa. Yeah.
Rav Ashi thought that Marzutra saying that a woman can, it would be a valid position if a woman did the giving, and he said that Rav Ashi was saying that you can acquire karka by way of acquiring metaldolin.
Yeah, how did we get there? How'd you get to karka and metaldolin? Who's talking about buying?
Because that's what the nechasim sheyesh lahem.
I know what those words mean, but what does it have to do with the case that we're discussing?
But because he accepts the money from her.
You're not telling me.
She gives him money.
Okay. Yeah, I know. She gives him the money.
Money.
Yeah.
He does mashicha to accept the money.
Okay.
By him doing mashicha to accept the money.
Yes.
He not only acquires the money, but he acquires her.
And what about
that? And Rashi says that Adam is like karka.
Yeah, that's how I would start with.
Oh.
I would start with by saying, Adam hukash lekarkos. That's what Rashi. Did you all see that, Rashi?
Mm-hmm.
Rashi has to tell you this, otherwise, what does this have to do with
right. That
case? So, what Rav Ashi actually thought was that the reason why Marzutra said Mekudesh, let me just say it. The reason why she's Mekudesh is because he's thinking that what actually is going on here is that the man is acquiring two things. He's acquiring money from her, and then he's also acquiring her. So he's getting two things, but he's only doing a Masa Kenyan on one of the two things. What do you call which thing? The money.
Money
is the metaltolin. So he's making a Kenyan on the money, because he's taking it from her, so he's doing a Mashicha, or a Hambaha, or a Mashicha. And by virtue of acquiring the money, what does he also get?
Her.
And she is like karka because a person is compared to karka. This itself is problematic and we're not going to discuss it because it's Tosfos doesn't like the way Rashi is learning. If you're interested to know why, it's the top Tosfos on the page, but we're not going to discuss it, but you can look at it for yourselves. So Rav Ashi said to him, but that's not the way this works. If you want to acquire karka and metaltalin, you have to make a masa kinyan on the karka. And then you get the metaltalin with it. But not to make a kinyan on the metaltalin. So Rav Ashi said to Marzuchi, you got it backwards. This can't work. Now this type of kinyan where you have karka and metaltalin and you make a kinyan on one and you get the other, what is that kinyan called? Kinyan agav. Aleph Gimel Beis. You understand why it's called Kinyan Agav? It's in the Gemara.
You get one by way of the other.
That's right. Now the way it's supposed to work is, which one do you get by way of the other? You get the Metaltalin by way of making an actual Kinyan on the Karka. But you're not going to get the Karka by making a Kinyan on the Metaltalin. And Rav Ashi is saying to Marzutra, your Kinyan Agav can't work here. Now, what did Marzutra say back to Rav Ashi? Yes?
You think the woman said, once you acquire this mana, you'll also acquire me?
It's in your own words. What did Marzutra say to Rav Ashi?
That?
What?
Kinyan
Agav is not what I'm working with here. I wasn't suggesting, I wasn't implying that she's Mukudesh is based on Kinyan Agav. That he's getting the money plus her, and that he makes a Kinyan just on the money, and by virtue of that he gets her, which is like Karka, because the person is compared to Karka. That's not what I'm saying at all, says Marzutra. So the Gemara goes on to say, so what is he saying? So that's where it says, Hacha ba'adam chashu, so it says, Nisavart. Let me find it inside. Omrele, Nisavart, Omrele Agav. The word Agav should be in quotation marks. That's the name of the Kinyan. Nisavar da Amrele Agav, do you really think what? That she said to him that she wants to become married to him through Kinyan Agav? In other words, here, take the money and then you get me too? You think that's what was going on here? Marzutra says, no, that's all wrong. So what did Marzutra have in mind? He goes on to explain himself. Hacha b'adam chashu v'askina d'bahiyya n'adu k'bakabu matana mina gomra matana le nafsha. Period. Which means what? Somebody tell me, yes, what does this mean?
So this case is referring to an Adam Chashuv. And how does it work? The Adam Chashuv, as Rashi says, doesn't normally accept gifts.
Yes.
But being that he will accept the gift that she is giving him, gives her hana'ah.
Okay, what about that?
And because she is gaining hana'ah, it's almost like he's giving her back something.
Almost?
He is. He's giving her...
Giving her what?
The hana'ah.
And so what?
So the netinah is happening by him. So he's doing the speaking.
So what is he giving her?
He's giving her the benefit.
I know, but what is that?
Shabbat
Kesef. Shabbat Kesef, you have to say that.
Okay.
Oh, why, we have a new kinyan called Hana'ah? What is that? We know that a woman, Kedushin, could be done either through Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. This is not Bia, this is not Shtar, it's got to be, has to fall under Kesef. How does Hana'ah fall under Kesef? Because Hana'ah is worth money. I mentioned it to some of you in the Chavrusa. Do you all understand why Hana'ah is Shavu Kesef?
Do you like pay the equivalent for
that
experience?
Yeah. For example, let me give you a different example.
Oh, like the bike
thing.
Yeah.
That didn't work. She had to
because
no,
she had to
return
it.
No,
I was also confused.
But
the
following
was,
case, what would be if he danced for her and he said to her, "Being Kudesh is to me with the pleasure that you get from this dance." Now, so he danced. Is that worth money? So she enjoyed it. So she enjoyed the dance. The fact, is that worth money, the enjoyment? Sure it is. Because would you be willing to pay a pruta for someone to dance for you if you like the dance? Sure you would. Right? Would you give a pruta to watch Fred Astaire? But you guys don't even know who
that
is. Oh, thank goodness.
Fred Astaire.
Oh, gee, I can't believe it. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, listen, if somebody were to dance for you, it'd be worth money. No, don't you, wouldn't you go to pay $50 a ticket to go watch a performance? So it's because it's worth money for you. Because you enjoy a performance, you're willing to pay for it. So a performance which gives you pleasure is worth money.
So it's really
worth shavakasa. So therefore, what he's giving her, so Rav Papa said, is it's not that she's Mekudesha because of the money that she gave him. It's the fact that he took the money from her, because ordinarily an Adam Chashuv doesn't accept gifts from people, but he did, that she was so overjoyed and she had so much pleasure from it that it's the hanah that he's giving back to her. That's what he is Makadesh her with. You understand? He's Makadesh her with the hanar that he's giving her. So in a sense, what is this really a case of?
Nasan
hu or amar hu. And that's why it's Makudeshes. Yes.
Okay, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just like genuinely confused because like all that before, the hanar part was really interesting, but like, I feel like we're, like, especially this, like, last semester, we're learning about how to figure out, like, what we actually needed to read in the Gemara to understand either the Tosva or whatever it was. And so, why was it necessary to read all of that about the Gemara
Sutra?
Because
you wouldn't have understood the case if you didn't.
But we did.
You got lucky.
Okay.
You were just lucky. Because you saw what Tosfos was talking about, and you saw the Gemara, so you got it. If you didn't have the Tosfos, you had nothing.
Right.
And someone just plopped in front of you, Daf Zayin, you had no idea what it was talking about if you just started from where you started.
Definitely not.
So that's why I did what I did, because I want you to learn that you have to prepare the Gemara independently of the Tosfos that's, you know, making you look there.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't know how to look things up. You know, this time you got lucky. You're not going to be lucky every single time. So you have to get to train yourself to try to find where you start from. And only it comes with practice. So, Marcia. Yeah.
So then how come this is considered, then doesn't the Tosfos not make sense and it's not really...
Well, let's go back to Tosfos now. So 1 second. So let's go back to Tosfos. Yeah, just before we do that.
Yeah, just... Can we understand the last 2 lines,
the Bahi Hana? That was that Hana, called the Kabbal Matana Minar, that he is accepting the Matana from her.
Do you not have the word Daka in there?
Daka.
Oh, Zekha. Oh, I thought it was small. Sorry.
Daka.
Okay.
What does Daka mean?
That.
The Daka is not translated.
Okay.
So all he translated is the Dali. Oh.
That's why I thought it was a small Hana'ah.
Oh, no.
I'm so confused.
Oh, gee.
Okay. Okay. What's a small Hana'ah that's so offensive to her? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Might be a great Hana'ah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I was comparing it to... Okay. We don't know.
Okay.
Thought process.
Okay, so now let's go back to Tosfos. So, Marcy, what do you think Tosfos is saying?
No, now I don't know, because it's not, he's there. It's trying to say that,
just come from Tosfos, yeah. Even if you have a kasha, you can have a kasha on something,
mm-hmm.
but tell me what he says.
Really. He's saying that they don't mention this case because it doesn't have a clear, it's not clear cut if they're married or not married when she gives. And
why?
Then it gives an example of a time where she gives that shows that sometimes they're married.
In an Adam Chashuv.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tosfos says that in the case where she gives him money, so, and let's say he does the Amira, there are times that it could work,
mm-hmm.
when if the man is an Adam Chashuv. So since there's a time that it could actually be Mekudeshes, so that's why the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis does not discuss this case. That's what Tosfos says. So, okay, just anybody have a problem with this? Yeah?
Apples
just Tulsa Pro is trying to explain the case of Natanahi the Amarhu.
Yeah.
But we just defined, and he compared, and he says that that's like, it can work sometimes because of the halakha of Adam Pashuv. But we just learned the Gemara on Adam Pashuv, and we just defined the case of Adam Pashuv as really at its core being a case of Natanahu the Amarhu. So it's totally incomparable.
Who asked this kasha?
Ramban.
Yeah. Ramban asks this. The Rashba asks it. And if you take a look, did anybody notice this footnote in the Tosfos, this aleph in a bracket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't look at it, but I saw it. Where is it?
You saw the footnote.
Yeah, because I don't know, because sometimes you tell us to ignore the footnotes.
I never said to ignore
footnotes. We don't always look at footnotes.
Rapun has never said that.
I said we don't always look at footnotes.
I will defend Rapun, that has never been
said. No, I'm sorry. What I meant is that we don't always look at footnotes. A footnote comes all the time.
I always say to look at a footnote.
We in class.
No, not
I might not discuss it with you, but that doesn't mean because I might not discuss it.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
not. It's not that significant,
but I always.
Footnotes
only shown it, not footnotes
like. Okay, well,
Tosfos
isn't
shown.
Okay,
I'm sure.
Okay. You see, you have the footnote?
Yeah, we have a question.
I want you to take a look at the footnote. Find it.
It goes to the Hagolas HaGra?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the, this is the Vilna Gaon.
Yeah.
Hagolas HaGra. You see it?
Mm-hmm. And he has all the people who disagree with him.
He mentions Harif, Harambam, Baharashba, Cholkin Al Zeh.
What's Nenbet?
What?
What is Nenbet?
Who knows what Nenbet stands for?
No.
Nichtav Bitsito. In other words, means that the Gra wrote this little note on the margin of his Gemara. So Nichtav Bitsito, so it's written on the side, the following comment that the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rashba disagree with Tosfos. Okay. So we're going to see, and the reason why they did, we're going to go over it, so let's wait until we actually get to it. What McKenna said is exactly why the Ramban and the Rashba, because they say Beferish, and that's probably the understanding for the Riff and the Rambam as well, that, so we have to see then that they don't agree with Tosfos. Because exactly what McKenna said in this Gemara Daf Zayin, they feel it's not a case of Nasnahi. The other Pasha case on Daf Zayin is really a case of Nasarhu. It's just that the Nasan, it was what precipitated the Nasarhu. She had to give it, but her giving halachically is not the critical piece. The critical piece is the fact that she got hana from him in return, and it's that hana that he's giving her, that's the Kesef Kedusha. The money that she gave him is not the Kesef Kedusha. It's like a step before. It's what leads us to the Kesef Kedusha, which is the hana that he gives her. So at the end of the day, it's really Nasan Hu V'Omar Hu. What is the case that we're discussing on Hayim and Beis? The case where it's Nasnahi. What does that sound like? I think to the Rif and the Ram, all these people, that sounded like that he didn't give her anything. Mm-hmm. It's only she's giving him. Mm-hmm. Well, if there's only she's giving him, so another question is, okay, so this we're going to have to really work on. So let's wait until we actually get to the Ramban and the Rashba. Yeah.
I thought what you just said is what we were saying the whole time. Tosfos thinks that she's giving?
Well, Tosfos says in the case of Nasni Bamarhu and an Adam Chashuv that would work.
But didn't we say that? With
an unconscious,
it's really he's giving.
I know, so then what is talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying this. We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. We have to think it through. Tosa doesn't elaborate here. We don't have Tosa discussing it fully. You're just supposed to be screwing this up to us, and we're now trying to figure it out. Okay, so let's see if we'll be able to. Yeah.
But I sort of see where Tessa put this coming from, because the only way she's going to end up getting Hannah out is if she gives something to the man.
Fine, however it is.
We're just focusing on different parts of the case.
I know, but her giving him is not halachically relevant to the actual kedushin itself.
But it is, because only if she gives him something in this specific case,
in
Adam Chashuv, will she be able to gain Hana'ah of the Shavei Kesef.
I know, but it's the Hana'ah that's the Kesef Kedushin. The fact that she has to do something for her to give her Hana'ah, fine, so what?
So then it just seems that there's...
I'm talking about what is the halachic Mesina.
Right, I guess I'm just focused on how you get there.
Fine, so the way you got there was she gave him something. Sometimes, you know, it could be that he danced for her, and she got Hana'ah that way. But it's not the dancing. The dancing is, it's the Hana'ah that the dancing created. Okay, so here the Hana'ah is created by, because she gave him something. Right. So this has, we will work on Tosfos, but let's wait until we actually get into the Ramban and the Rashba. Any questions on this? Yeah.
Not a question, but a comment. It just kind of seems then that there would never be a case of Natsunaki, like that it would ever work then, that Natsunaki, Ra'amar, who.
That it would work.
Yeah, because if she is...
You're right.
Yeah.
And if, that's why the Rif and the Ramban both.
And there's not even a point of it in the Gemara at all, because it just would never work, because it's never... Like, you wouldn't even think it for it to work.
Well, now you're saying something else, so let's wait. Let's just wait. Let's take a look at... You all understand so far what we define. What did the Rish say? Let's now take a look at the Rish.
Does it mean if she remarries, or like if someone gets married in this case?
Well, she's, in other words, to terminate this relationship, if you, she can't just walk away from it. What he's trying to say is that since Chashik Midrabanan, if she wants to walk away from, or either of them want to walk away from this relationship, a get would be required. Because Chashik Midrabanan. But what's important in the riff is that he left out the word Sveika. He just left it out. And he just says Chashik Midrabanan. So that really lends it to, like, what does the riff think that means?
Question going back to the Chashina and Rabbanan. So if Rabbanan are suspicious and they say if you want to get remarried, you need to get a get from the first marriage, do we say that, like, we're suspicious it might not have been Kiddushin, and therefore we say they should get a get and get remarried completely halachically, or no?
Say this again.
Like, let's say they got married in this manner where yeah, and so it's unclear kind of where it falls, and therefore Rabbanan say you need to get. Do we, let's say they don't want to separate and they want to stay married, do we require them to get remarried in
a
halachic way?
Let's say yes, but see, that's not the issue. That's not the real purpose.
Well, wouldn't it be the ongoing, wouldn't their act, like whatever they're doing together, be an isser then if it's not?
But that's a relative, that's a secondary. All I'm saying is yes. So let's say that they wanted to stay together and they went to a rabbi and they said, this is what we did, what should we do now? So the rabbi said, you know what, let's do the kedushin again. That's simple.
Right.
You know, but that's not, that is easy to fix.
Okay.
Our main concern would be is if they want to separate, is a get required?
Because a get maybe. Is the issue of giving? Is there an issue of giving a get when it's not required?
No, it's just that if we're saying that you need a get, it's because we're worried that maybe there was a marriage, and therefore, otherwise, if you don't give her a get, then she just leaves him and takes up with another man. That would be adultery. Yeah.
Would the Bach who adds in Adam She'ein El Chashuv think that the
Rif
agrees with Tosfot, or would he?
Yeah, so that already, that was very interesting, that the Bach, where is it now? Yeah, you notice the Bach, the footnote, what footnote is that? Gimel. Where is it? Is it Gimel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but that Gimel is going on, one second. No, it's not going on the riff.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's going on the Ron. This is not the... We'll see, the Ron does that. It's not... Because the letter is not the same. The footnote of the Bach is a Gimel surrounded by parentheses.
Oh, it's pointing you to the right side, which is quoting the Torah.
The gimel, yeah, that gimel is referring to another one.
Hashem Riaz.
Where is that? Let me see.
It's on the right side.
Yeah, it would be that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yes. Yeah.
So, does the Rif think that this case works midoraita?
Which case?
This case of, one second. Okay, yeah,
that's how I move it. I'm Rocky. That she's Makudesh's Minatara?
Yeah.
Or is it that she's in Makudesh's Minatara? Which is it?
Oh, Chashina Midrabanan. Well, Chashina Midrabanan, I guess that would mean Midrabanan, we think maybe it was Kal. So Midrabanan doesn't work.
Yes. That's what it would seem to. Hear what you just said? If a Chashina Midrabanan means that's only a Chashta Rabbanan, so what is the chash to Rabbanan? We should be choshek to Rabbanan, or choshek that maybe this is a kedusha. What would that imply at a deraisa level?
That it would be a kedusha.
What?
That it wouldn't work.
That it would not be a kedusha. Because midoraisa, they're not married. But the Rabbanan were worried that maybe we should be machmir. And therefore they said, you know what? We need a get. We cannot simply just follow the din deraisa here and say they're not married and they can both just walk away from this. She's going to need a get.
Wouldn't that just mean that they thought it was a suffix then? Like, if they know that midoraita it's badai not kedushin, why would they then say, oh, but maybe we should...
Well, they had, like any time the Rabbanan are machmir on this.
Isn't that because they think that there's a safek doraita now that they know?
Safek? Why? We're machmir that we don't eat, chicken and milk, even though according to the Torah it's only meat and milk.
There's much bigger implications of saying that even though we know doraita, they're not married, we will now require her to get a get. Where now, if she does not get a get, she's going to be over on arayos from being with another man.
The Rabbanan, yes. The Rabbanan were machmir.
It just seems like they're being machmir to then be like potentially having her be over on other isurim.
Okay, that's okay. They were machmir.
How to be over on other isurim is just free club.
Yeah, she doesn't get a get.
If she doesn't get a get.
Oh, okay.
The Rabbanan, she would be committing a violation of being with arayos. Okay. That's exactly what the Rabbanan were doing. They imposed this. If this is how, this is what it sounds like the Rufus can say, so he left out the word Sfeigah. He just said Cheshina mid Rabbanan. Sounds like it's just a Cheshash to Rabbanan. The Midoraiso, there's no Cheshash at all. Midoraiso, they're not married. And Nasim Luvamra, he is nothing. But for whatever reason, and we can think of a rationale why the Rabbanan, because after all, he gave her the money. It's true, he didn't say anything, but she said it, and he gave her the money. So maybe people will think that, people won't realize that they're not married at all. The Rabbanan were afraid that people will think they are married, whatever.
Shouldn't the rabbis be afraid that if people see that she gives him the money and he says it?
Well, if she gives him the money, then maybe that was different than me. He didn't do anything. So then people wouldn't be confused. Here's how I make the case. So the Rabbanan were mach, were choshesh. In the case of Nasan Guva Omra, so they were machmir to say that, they would need a get if they wanted to terminate, if they wanted to walk away from this. Okay? Now, did you check the Rambam?
Yes.
Okay, what did the Rambam say? I don't know if you can say the word. Tell me what the Rambam. Can you quote for me the Rambam? Who has the Rambam? You have the Kenna, yes?
Yeah. Oh, wait, sorry, this is a different one I've got
read
yet. It's
522,
right? Or no.
No, it's 3-2.
3-2?
Yeah.
What?
I thought it was 1-1 and 2.
Yeah. Aleph.
Perak
Aleph
or
Perak Gimel? Perak Gimel Aleph and Bet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have it anyway, but...
You got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Kesana Isham Yitkadeshet. Im bekesef hu mekadesh en pachot miperuta kesef o shave peruta. Omer la hare at mekudeshet li, o hare at meoreset li, o hare at li leisha baze, venoten la bifne edi. Vehaish hu sheomer devarim shemashma'an shekone otal la leisha vehu sheyiten la hakesef.
Okay.
Okay. Natna hi veamra lo, hare ani mekudeshet lecha.
Nasna hi veamra lo. Yeah, what's the thing?
Harayani mehudesh lecha, harayani meoreset lecha, harayani lecha le'im tu, o bekol lashon hakana'a ena mehudeshet.
And why could this is the case of nosna hi v'amra hi? Go ahead.
Lechen im natna hi lo, ve'amar hu, ena mehudeshet.
Like the riff. If she gives to him v'amar hu, you won't see it.
Yeah.
Isn't that what the riff said too? That's a case of Nasna Hiva Amar Hu. Mm-hmm. What the Rambam saying?
Enam
Kudesh. Go ahead.
The Imnatan Hu, the Amrahi, Harezo Mekudesh at Misafek.
And that's it.
The Imnatan Hu, the Amrahi, Harezo Mekudesh at Misafek.
That means Nasan Hu, the Amrahi, what the Rambam saying? Safek Mekudesh. What? Before we get to the
Arezu
Mikudesha,
it works.
No, Suffolk. Mikudesha's Pesuffolk.
Okay, but.
No, that okay. Mikudesha's Pesuffolk. She's Mikudesha's Pesuffolk. It's a date.
Right.
So they're not married. Vada. It's a Suffolk. But what does the Rambam leave out?
If it's
Kashina Midarabban. And he leaves that out and just says Suffolk Mikudesha. So what does it sound like to you, according to the Rambam?
Right.
The Safek D'oraisa. So by just looking at the language of the Rif and the Rambam, you know, unless we modify our view, the Rambam clearly is saying Safik Mekudesh. So that sounds like a Safik D'Oraisa. The Rif that said just wrote B'chayshinam V'Rabbanan, that sounds not that there's any Safik D'Oraisa, that sounds like the Midoraisa, there's no Kedushin at all. But the Rabbanan are Choshesh. And we're going to see the Ran is the one who really discusses this language of B'chayshinam V'Rabbanan. We have to wait until we get to it. Okay. So let's continue. Did everybody start the...
Yeah.
Who did not start the Ramban?
Yeah.
I'll do four. Okay, we only have 5 minutes. Let's just start it a little bit. We'll read it through.
So according to even the Ramban, though, they would need, in this case of not signing the Amrahi, they would still need a get anyway.
Of course they would.
Right. But the text of the get... The text of the get that the Rif would require and the text of the get that the Rambam would require is exactly the same. Like,
text, what?
Like, meaning, like, what is separating them is going to be exactly the same in a question of your abundant and a sveka.
What do you mean? That, I don't know what you're saying now.
As in, even if it's a sveka or it's a question of your abundant, they're, in either case, they're going to need a get.
I know, but the difference is, it's a conceptual, it's a theoretical difference.
Right.
One, according to the Rambam, the get wouldn't be required minatara,
right?
Because she's suffic mekudeshes minatara.
But that doesn't change the laws of getting itself.
Well, practically, she's going to need a get according to both views, but the difference is a theoretical one.
Okay.
And that's significant for us. According to the Rambam, it's a real suffic kedushin. According to the Rif, if our understanding of chashim and the Rabbanim is correct, then it's only a chashdu Rabbanim and that the get is required.
Okay.
The Midoraisa is not required at all. So let's start the Ramban. Okay, who would like to read this? Okay.
So there are those that question and deduce to say that he gave it and she said it. She gave it and he said it.
What does it mean? Veleidok velema, what's that?
That he wants to say that it...
Who wants to say?
You can question on this and say that it's... You can deduce from if he gives it and she says it.
You're not getting it quite exactly.
This is, I think, what we were saying before, that that you could deduce...
What's veleidok mean?
Let
the Gemara have deduced, inferred, the Lema, and let the Gemara have said, Nasnahi Ba'amar Hu. That the Yesh Tiksha, somebody's asking this Tasha, that why didn't the Gemara? The Gemara should have what?
Should have
inferred and deduced the case of Nasnahi Ba'amar Hu, just like it deduced what?
Because
he's asking the Ramban the same way. There are those who ask the question that the Gemara should have been inferred or deduced the case of Nasnahi Va'amar Hu. Just like the Gemara did with Nasnahi Va'amar Hu. Why didn't the Gemara do it? Okay. You know what? We'll stop. I think so. Okay, so for tomorrow, work on this Ramban. Okay. Now the language of the Ramban is a little harder than, let's say, the Rashban. You'll see the difference. We can do a Ramban, Rashban, or what? You'll see the style of writing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
It's
a fun topic. I like that we moved to this one.
Do you just want to stop?
Hi, Rahelli.